greet you again in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus, the blessed soon coming Savior, trusting and praying that you are ready to meet him at his coming. Oh, may we remind our hearts that Jesus is coming soon. We continue the study of the precious word of God from the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 12. As we consider the greater spiritual crisis that will appear for the nation of Israel. Beloved, I hope you noted with emphasis that it is not a national crisis that we are now referring to, but a spiritual crisis. Oh, a spiritual crisis is far greater in importance than a national one. A spiritual crisis is far more important than even a physical one. And my beloved, there is coming the greatest spiritual crisis that the nation of Israel will have ever known. The background of that crisis we have noted in the opening verses of chapter 12 in Zechariah. We now read from verse 10 in our chapter to the end. And here we find the exact description of the spiritual crisis. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they hath pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son. And shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo, and the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. May God bless the reading of his word. May the Holy Spirit deeply impress upon our hearts and consciences the importance of what we are studying. The greatest spiritual crisis ever to be known for the nation of Israel. My beloved, I wonder if you've had a spiritual crisis. For, oh, may I say, every spiritual crisis is for the purpose of bringing you as well as bringing me to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This spiritual crisis that we are reading of and speaking about is to bring the nation of Israel to the recognition, to the acknowledgement of their beloved Messiah, even the Savior whom they crucified. May I state, my radio friend, if there's a spiritual crisis in your heart and in your soul, God's purpose for that spiritual crisis is to bring you to a saving knowledge and a personal knowledge of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that if you've never had such a spiritual crisis, you will have it and find the Savior while he may be found. Now we have touched upon the background of this crisis. We have stated it's going to be on the occasion when Israel will be surrounded by all their enemies. There will not be a nation which will not be opposed to them. Every nation will be gathered together in representation for the destruction of that people of God in the closing day of this age. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." The words of the Lord Jesus refer to this same particular time, as you may note if you study the context of Matthew 24. "And they shall be hated of all nations, and all nations shall gather together to seek the destruction of God's earthly people." Beloved, may I repeat, We do not take it in as we should. It does not impress us in its emphasis as it ought to do, that you and I are living in the days that indicate the nearness of this solemn and terrible event. You and I can see a nation struggling for its existence, surrounded on every side by enemies at the very present time, and ultimately at the end, to be surrounded by all nations who shall seek their destruction. I wonder if you realize it. This is the Word of God. The Word of God tells the future just as clearly as if it could tell the past. Past history is easy to read and write. Present history might be easy to read and write. But it is only the Word of God that accurately describes the future. But may I state that solemn danger, the greatest physical danger they shall ever face, greater than in the days of Pharaoh, greater than in the days of the kings of old and the empires of the Gentiles, will be that great danger when the nations will seek the utter destruction of God's dear earthly people around Jerusalem and its environment. But the Lord's coming. The Lord says, I'm going to defend, I'm going to save them. And he will. But God's going to do something else. The greatest tragedy of their national history is going to bring them the greatest spiritual blessing of their national history too. May I give this thought? That any time, my beloved, you may be passing through darkness and danger in your life's experience, may I say the darkness and the danger of that experience, under God, if you will permit him, can be made your greatest spiritual blessing. Yes, may I say as we look at these verses that are found in chapter 12 of Zechariah, verse 10 to the end. Though Israel may have noted their great deliverance and triumph over their enemies, yet even greater, more solemn and more blessed than Israel's outward deliverance and their triumph over the enemy will be God's triumph, God's victory over them. My beloved, God's going to win a victory here. And the victory that Jehovah will be to conquer the hearts of his dear people. For he who comes to conquer their foes comes also to conquer the hearts of his people and subdue them. For when Israel returns from this battle, a battle of victory, a battle of conquest under Jehovah, yet that battle will end for Israel in humiliation and in tears. But you say how? I want you to notice how. In verse 10, the prophet writes by the Spirit of God, I will pour, God is speaking through the prophet, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. My beloved, may I bring into focus very plainly that in that crucial time, the Holy Spirit of God will be poured out upon that earthly people for their blessing. You may read in Joel chapter 2, for the prophecy of Joel, another minor prophet, touches upon this same event. But you will read in Joel chapter 2 and verses 28 and 29, that God intends to pour out his Spirit, the Spirit of God, upon his people. You will find that also described in Ezekiel chapter 36. As well as in chapter 39. My beloved, may I state this principle that you must not forget. When God seeks to bring not only a nation, but an individual to himself, he cannot do it and he will not do it without the intervening grace and power of the Holy Spirit. And upon that people will be poured out the Spirit of God. He is called in our verse the Spirit of Grace as well as the spirit of supplication. He is the spirit of grace. For oh, may I say, God will bestow his grace, and the Holy Spirit will convey that grace, and their hearts will be brought into a condition to realize the grace of God has been manifested to them. My beloved, I wonder if you know something of the spirit of grace. God's grace wanted to save a poor, lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinner. And here in the prophetic word we are studying, to deliver and save and bring to himself a poor, lost, scattered, rebellious, wandering nation that has been scattered from him for so many centuries. Yes, beloved, the Spirit of God will deal with them and prove that God is showing his grace. But that spirit of grace will have a fruit, will bring a fruition. For the fruit of that pouring out of the spirit of grace will be seen in their supplication. For he says the spirit of grace will be the spirit of supplication. For their hearts will turn to Jehovah as they call upon him. And their hearts will call for a larger measure of the grace that he has already given. My beloved, what a blessedness to realize. God will deal with them according to the power and the pouring out of his Holy Spirit from above. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I say again, there's not a soul that can come to God without the Holy Spirit. There's not a nation, as we see in relation to Israel, there's not a nation such as Israel shall be, can be restored, until the Spirit of God has done his work in the hearts of the remnant that remain in that day. And the result of it will be, their once blinded eyes shall be opened to see the Messiah, their Savior, and their blessed King. They shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. Oh, may I close with a plea. My radio listener, God's Spirit desires to deal with you in grace and mercy, to bring you to see the Lord Jesus Christ is your only Savior. May he do it today. Father, bless thy word to every soul for the glory of the Lord Jesus. Amen.